everyone, Inside Voices is back. It's your host, Yana, and today we're back with our first episode of the academic year. We hope you guys enjoy, and I'd like to hand it over to Amin and Adonia for the news.
Hello everyone, we hope you're all having an amazing day and welcome back to the Inside Voices podcast. We're your hosts, Amin and
Amadonia.
And we're happy to announce the different events that are coming up this month. First, let's start off with Black History Month. Celebrated annually in February, it is a crucial observance that highlights the rich and diverse contributions of Africans to the fabric of society. This month serves as a dedicated time to recognize and honor the accomplishments, struggles, and resilience of Black individuals throughout history.
We, of course, cannot forget about the big celebration coming up, which is Valentine's Day on the 14th of February. In celebration of Valentine's Day, our school is buzzing with love and excitement. Students and staff are gearing up for a week filled with heartwarming events and activities, from festive decorations filling up the hallways to the sweet scent of roses. Love is in the air. The charity groups Let's Try and Aid for Aktis are organizing events throughout the week leading up to the special day. Thank you for tuning into the news section, and don't forget to use your Inside Voices.
Thank you, Amin and Adonia, for the news. Next up, we're going to be asking some Sanford students about questions on Black History Month, as it is February.
Welcome to the game show segment, where we will be going around school and asking people questions about Black History Month. Today, we're here with Salim and Abigail. The first question is,
when is Black History Month celebrated in the United States?
February.
February?
Yeah.
Salim.
Salim,
February.
Yeah.
Okay, the next part, next question.
Who is known as the father of Black History and pioneered the celebration of Negro History Week, which later evolved into Black History Month?
Dr. Carter G. Woodson.
Correct.
All right.
Next question.
All right. What famous African-American civil rights leader is known for his I Have a Dream speech?
Abigail, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Thank you guys much. You guys are correct. And now we're with Ayman Saram, Premier 12. Please say the next question.
What African-American woman refused to give up her seat to a white passenger?
Rosa Parks.
All right.
Next question.
Who was the first African-American to serve as the President of the United States?
This is easy. Let's see who get it.
Ayman Saram, Barack Obama.
Correct.
Okay, what next African-American question. Poet wrote the poem Still I Rise?
Oh, this is a little tougher. I'll give you some time to think about it.
I still got it, man. I know. Is it like Maya something, right?
Yeah. You're there. Yeah. We'll take that. We'll take it as an answer.
Now we're here with Robil in year 11.
Okay, so hi, Robil. The first question is going to be, what African-American woman refused to give up her seat to a white passenger on a segregated bus in Montgomery, Alabama, sparking a Montgomery bus boycott?
That would be Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks, that's correct. The next question. Who was the first African-American to serve as the President of the United States?
That would be Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, that's again correct. Last question. What African-American activist and leader advocated for the Martin Luther King? Correct.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I'm here with Lamar and Amin from year 9.
So hi, Lamar and Amin. First question is, when is Black History Month celebrated in the United States?
My name is Lamar and it's on February.
February, that's correct. Second question, who is known as the father of Black History and pioneered the celebration of the Negro History Week, which later evolved into Black History Month?
My name is Amin and it's Dr. Carter G.
Correct. Next question is, What famous African-American civil rights leader is known for his I Have a Dream speech delivered during the March on Washington for jobs and freedom in 1963?
Martin Luther King?
Yeah. Correct.
Thank you guys. So I'm here with Miratab in year 13.
So hi, Miratab.
Hi, what's up?
The first question is going to be, what African-American poet wrote the famous poem Still I Rise and is known for contributions to literature and civil rights activism?
I think Maya Angelou, if I'm not mistaken.
Maya Angelou, that's correct.
Oh, okay. Good job. Okay.
Okay, that was close. The next one. What African-American athlete broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball?
Oh, I think something Robinson. I think,
Jackie Robinson. We'll take that. That's good. Last question. What African-American singer is often referred to as the Queen of Soul and is known for hits like Respect and Natural Women? This one's a little harder, but we expect you to know this.
Wait, what are the songs again?
The songs
that she's known for.
Respect and Natural Women.
I don't know. I'm going to just take a hugest, but maybe something Franklin.
Something Franklin. You're close enough. We'll take that.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so we are here with Olivia and Deseti from year 9.
So hi, you guys. The first question is, who was the first African-American to serve as the President of the United States?
Barack Obama. Hussein Obama.
That's correct. Okay. The next question is, when is Black History Month celebrated in the United States?
February,
that's correct.
Yeah.
One last question. Who is known as the father of Black history and pioneered the celebration of Negro History Week, which later evolved to Black History Month?
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela is crazy. You guys, it's wrong. That's wrong.
Who is it? Martin Luther King.
That's wrong.
Dr. Carter.
Wait, who said that?
Dr. Carter.
Dr. who?
Carter.
Dr. Carter G. Okay, yeah. That's correct. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
For our final segment, we're going to have a group discussion between podcast members where we ask each other, am I a bad person, 4 questions.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Inside Voices podcast. Today, we're going to be having a group discussion on the basis of Am I a Bad Person, where we will be reading Am I a Bad Person questions and we'll be reacting to them. Today, we have Rina, Naomi, Sabrine, Joshua, Maya, and myself, Zerubbabel Tesfaye. Let's get started. Rina, can you read the first one?
Okay. Am I a bad person for not inviting any children to my wedding, even if it's family?
Oh.
No.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. That's a real good one, no?
Is there like an increment? That's like...
It's like no children.
No children at all?
Yeah.
So like under 18?
Brother, children. You consider yourself a child?
No, the thing is...
Look, I mean, I'd like to.
Family. It's family, no?
It's family, but I feel like they're gonna ruin the wedding.
No, not children. How are kids gonna ruin the wedding?
Because they're gonna scream, they're gonna cry, they're gonna run around, ruin pictures.
I went to a wedding once where there was a kid who started screaming while they were saying the vows.
That's definitely not okay.
That's actually your special moment.
You wanna like enjoy it, you know.
But what if it's like your children and they're like 17 years old and you're like, oh, you can't come because you're
not. Well, a 17-year-old's not screaming.
Like, as long as you can control yourself.
True. Like, for example, there's a wedding this Saturday and like, I'm invited because my baby brother is not invited. He's my brother, but he's still not invited too.
That would make sense.
Because I can't lie, I don't really care. Like, the kids shouldn't be invited, bro.
Okay.
So next question.
The next question is, am I a bad person for choosing my own career path instead of the ones my parents wanted for me, even after considering how much they've sacrificed for me?
Oh.
I don't think that's normal.
Like,
nah. That's normal unless it's like some crazy career choice.
Nah, crazy career choice like what though?
Just like something the parents won't approve of.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah, I guess you're right.
No, but the thing is, are we living the life for them or for us?
That makes sense. If your parents are like, hey, be a lawyer, and you're like, actually, I want to be a businesswoman and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, on to the next question.
Am I a bad person for ending a friendship that was benefiting the other person and not me?
No,
absolutely not.
Because
that's not a friendship.
Yeah. That's an exchange.
I don't think that's even debatable.
That's a trade.
Fair trade. Yeah. Fair
that's not even a fair trade because you're not getting anything. It's the other.
True. It's a trade.
Stop.
Yeah, that's not debatable. That's not even debatable. Next question.
Yeah, for sure. Am I a bad person for not helping my friend out on a test when they were struggling?
No, yes. No cheating, yes. Around,
yes,
here.
Definitely.
No cheating. I don't condone cheating.
Yeah. Cheating, I feel like it's just in the long term, it doesn't.
Exactly,
it doesn't,
bro.
It doesn't benefit.
It's a sin, you guys.
That's a sin.
Yeah.
Stealing is a sin.
From every direction, cheating is bad. Just don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Overall, you guys, everyone.
Am I a bad person for telling my daughter to stop using sanitary products in the bathroom she shares with my teenage sons?
Yeah. Yes, you're a bad person.
No comment.
Yeah.
That's being rude.
No
what
comment.
Do you mean?
I'm misinformed. It's crazy. No, I'm under. Okay. I'm underinformed or whatever.
You're like a horrible person. You're not even a bad person.
I feel like.
I think you're a bad person.
I don't agree with that. Like, I feel like you are a bad person.
Is it like a mom? Yeah. Is it a mom saying this?
Yeah, mom. Imagine.
A mom saying
that. Being like, right. No, you can't.
I feel like this shouldn't even be talked about. Like,
Where's the daughter supposed to use it if not the bathroom? Like,
yeah, it's a natural thing.
What do you think, Joshua? No comment,
you guys. No comment.
But yeah, I don't agree. I think you're a bad person.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. Am I a bad person for announcing my pregnancy at my best friend's wedding after being able to conceive?
No. 100%.
You're such a bad person.
No, but understand.
A wedding?
Let me
finish the question.
Without being able to conceive for years.
Let me say this.
I boss, that's wrong. No matter what.
Personally.
No, like, think wedding? About it the other way, though.
No.
They're sharing a happy day together.
Right?
There are 365 days
a
year.
For real. Like, if you really went through a struggle and you want to announce that you're getting pregnant after all that, just have like an entire dedicated day where you announce that you're pregnant.
Or when you have a lunch
date, okay,
well, like,
why are you coming to my wedding?
If you're, your best friend's
my wedding, personally, on my wedding, no one's gonna be doing anything extra.
I agree.
It's your day.
No kids.
It's my day.
No kids.
No kids. I don't mind kids to a certain age, but like,
above
12, for example, that will make sense.
But like
above 12, but like.
Pregnancy.
I'm so serious when I say like, oh, pregnancy, oh, I'm pregnant, announcing it in front of everyone.
Also,
on my wedding.
That makes me so mad. I've heard stories about that.
Yeah. I've heard stories.
A true friend
would want to like share a happy day.
It depends if they know. Guys, wait. I think it depends if they know. Like if the couple that are getting married know that you're about to bust it out.
And they're okay with that, then obviously it's fine. But if they're not okay with that, then I don't think that should happen at all.
I agree.
I feel like everything's okay with permission.
Yeah, of course. I agree.
Consent.
With that. Okay. So, am I a bad person for not telling my child they're adopted?
Nah.
Oh.
No.
Nah.
I'm not a bad person.
It's not a bad person. It's just you don't have morals. That's what it
That's
is.
That's crazy.
You have no moral.
You
That's
tell
what
your
it
child
is.
Some, like,
I don't know. I don't really know how to feel about that.
It's an issue of moral, not an issue of being a bad person.
It depends. Like, I don't know.
I feel like it's different if your child asks you, am I adopted? And you say, no, you're not adopted. You're
my
child.
Yeah, that's absolutely wrong.
Sure.
And then 3 years down the line, you're like,
you have to know who your like, real parents are at the end of the day. It's not fair.
Okay.
Actually, it's not a bad person. He's not a bad person for not telling.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because like, if you adopt them and you love them at the same level,
that's your child.
That's your child. That's your child.
Yeah. So basically, you shouldn't be thinking about that.
Yeah, I agree. Next question.
Am I a bad person for giving my friends the wrong start time for my birthday party so that they would be on time?
No.
I usually do that.
I do that too.
My friends do that to me too. They do that to me too.
So, as they should.
I don't know. I don't think you're a bad
person.
I can't lie.
I would tell you guys, for example, come at 1 for something that's like at 2.
Yeah.
Well, like if I'm trying to invite you guys over for lunch, I'll be like, come at 12.
Because like Habesha time.
You know Habesha time.
So what do you think? Bad person, not a bad person.
Not a bad person.
That's,
I do that
that's,
too.
That's correct.
Habesha time logic. Yeah.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, for real.
Am I a bad person for not giving someone a second chance?
No.
Depends what they did.
You are very, very... No, no matter what you do, you have to give someone a second chance.
I know, you know what? You're right, you're right.
But I think about religious perspective.
From a religious perspective, I'm looking at it from a religious perspective.
And that's a good way to look at it.
So you think you always have to give someone a second chance?
You have to give someone a second chance, no matter what they did.
At least break it.
But guys, I heard this one thing and second chance. I heard this one thing that was like, after a snake bites you, would you come back? Like, would you chase it? And then ask
let
it
why bite you twice.
Turn the other cheek, you feel me?
Okay. That's all I'm saying. And then get good on the other cheek too. Like,
it is what it is, man.
But I agree with Joshua. If you see it from a religious perspective, then always the forgiving is good.
Yeah.
But no, I think second chance and forgiving is different. Because the thing is, and expecting you can forgive someone
exactly.
And still not go back. Like, for example, someone might cheat on you in a relationship. Mm. And you can be like, oh, I forgive you. There's no animosity. But you're not about to go and date that person again.
I mean, depends if you want to save it or not, you know?
Huh? Nah, bro, at that point, it's done.
I'm just saying. I agree with Maya. There's a difference between forgiving and giving a second chance. Because you don't have to be like, just because you don't give someone a second chance, doesn't mean you're on bad terms. That just means you're not.
But like, watch yourself.
Just means you're not.
Give a second chance.
You have
watch
to forgive
yourself.
And forget, but you might not give them a second chance. Like,
yeah.
Like you might not like let them read the same book twice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
That's it for today, guys. Wow. I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. And if you guys want to add any questions and put in your own "Am I a bad person for?" we'll have a link uploaded to our Instagram. Thank you for listening to the Inside Voices group discussion.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed. Make sure you follow our Instagram to get more recent updates. And make sure to use your Inside Voices.